Good morning, my friends. Welcome to this episode of Healing Your Codependency. I'm Marshall Bircher, and I'm your guide in transforming that codependency into confidence, belonging, love, satisfaction in your life. Today, we're going to be talking about a topic called internalized loneliness. And this is in relationship to our needs, our wants, our connection to ourselves and to others. So first of all, heads up. We're a week and a half from the launch of Nurture. Nurture starts March 17th, so that's a Sunday. Classes are at 12 p.m. on Sundays. It's 10 weeks long. I'm going to teach you how to tap into and heal your loneliness, your emptiness, and build warmth and belonging, both within yourself, to yourself, and with others. So come and join us. March 17th is when we start. Enrollment closes March 15th. So you got about a week and a half to jump in to enroll. The link is below in the description or at my website at healyourcodependency.com. So come and join us there. Secondly, let's jump into internalized loneliness. So what on earth is internalized loneliness? Oh, no. And secondly, the Everything Forever program is open for enrollment until April 15th. This is your opportunity to get everything I've created, all my courses that I've created over the last 10 years, all the courses I'm creating now, and all future courses I'm going to create for one fee, one investment. That's it. Currently, the investment for new students is $3,000. If you're an existing student of one of my courses, go to the webpage. The link is below in the description. Also on the front page at healyourcodependency.com and click on, hey, I'm an existing student. Send me my upgrade price and I'll get you a price on that. Again, this is only open to 30 people this year. And when those 30 seats are gone, this is gone. You have to wait till next year to enroll. So that's happening too. All right, so let's jump into internalized loneliness. First of all, what is internalized loneliness? In my work, internalized loneliness is defined as being cut off from one's sense of self. In other words, we do not feel like we have connection, presence, or a relationship to who we are. Instead, we are externally seeking a sense of ourself through other people, places, and things that are outside of ourselves. So that would be relationships, work, particular kinds of achievements, social status, things of that nature would be how we are trying to define ourselves and connect to ourselves. But internally, we feel numb, we feel empty, we feel lost. We don't have an orientation to our own sense of things, our own intuition, our own impulses, the language or nuances or impulses of our, or nudges is a better word rather than nuances, nudges of our needs, our wants, our true self. We're not here in our body. We're out here in the world seeking ourselves. And this leads to a really profound sense of, I don't know who I am. I've not been known by others. I feel empty. I feel confused and lost as to what I want, what I value, who I am, those kind of things. These are all expressions of this internalized loneliness. So how does internalized loneliness get created? Well, internalized loneliness is the result of profound, persistent relational neglect. So growing up, one of the functions of being a parent is to connect with and reflect back to the child who we see them being, what we see them feeling, helping them connect with the things that they are expressing and demonstrating through their interactions with ourselves, others, and the world. So like, when I was raising my kiddos, I'm like, oh, you really have a strong interest in this thing. You keep going back to it. It's very interesting to you. Tell me more about what that's like for you. You know, let's do it together. Teach me about it. Help me understand it for you. What does it feel like? What does your body feel like when you do that? And then helping them label and name the experiences they're having so that they start to understand themselves through the reflection they're receiving from me. This helps them go, oh, this is what this body is doing. Oh, this is what this means, this feeling or sensation. Oh, yeah, this is a me thing, and that's not a me thing. And this is them becoming connected to themselves through the reflection they're receiving from me or like their mom or other people, right? That's not something you got. If you're living with internalized loneliness, this did not happen persistently or regularly. It certainly didn't happen for me persistently or regularly, unless it was in a focused area. And this is where damage gets done, because sometimes, especially in unavailable family system, emotionally unavailable family systems, or narcissistic systems, you are favored and valued for a particular function that you do well because it adds status or value to the other person or to the family image, things like that. But the rest of you is then attacked, discarded, dismissed, denied, ignored, not even allowed to take up space. This creates a massive schism in our own sense of self. We're like, oh, we're really valued in doing this, but the rest of us is awful, or we shouldn't know that, or it should be, you know, this has to be changed or suppressed, or you, that kind of thing. This is also how we're harmed, and it internalizes loneliness. Like, oh, I'm not allowed to have these feelings, these wants, these perspectives. I'm not allowed to be different. I'm not allowed to have my own path, my own desires, my own views. So we suppress that, or we rebel against the other person. But internally, especially if we're suppressing and we are conforming and pleasing to another person, we're fawning, we're not connected with ourselves. We are disconnecting from ourselves in order to regulate that other person so we can maintain some sense of safety, some sense of belonging, some sense of self-worth. Remember, it always comes down to these three necessities: self-worth, safety, belonging. Always those when we're dealing with codependency, because those are our first three primary core needs in order to become who we are. It's an internalized loneliness. Our safety is externalized in the pleasing and approval of the other person. Our sense of worth is completely embedded in their approval and disapproval. Our sense of belonging is forged through the function we provide that they like, which means we have to stop doing functions they don't like, and thus we become more and more disconnected from ourselves. Emotionally, this is where we start to feel like we don't know who we are, because who we are is not wanted or welcomed by the other people in our life. So we're wondering if that's not me, or if that's not allowed, then who do I need to be? Who should I be? Who do you want me to be? That kind of thing. And that is internalized loneliness expressing itself. Along with depression can be an aspect of this, high anxiety, but a lot of times it's really persistent sense of being empty, not fitting in, being on the outside. So how do we address internalized loneliness, bring it into connection with ourselves? In my work, the first step in connecting with ourselves is to acknowledge that we're disconnected from ourselves and what that feels like. So in the nurture course, we talk about attunement. And the first step in attunement is becoming aware of where we're at, what we're feeling, what's going on for us. So we start doing that in like module 3 of the course. It's like, oh, here I am. I'm here. What am I aware of in my awareness or my body? And we start to pause, acknowledge, and observe those things, whatever is there, and let it take up space. And then we move into acknowledging and legitimizing what is present with us. This empowers us to become connected to ourselves, to know ourselves, because now we are recognizing ourselves, saying, hey, I see this thing, I see what I'm feeling here, I see what's going on here, and then we treat it with value, importance, and priority. Hey, I value you, you are important to me, you are a priority to me now. And that allows us to build some connection and rapport with our internal experience. This starts to thaw that sense of numbness or frozenness or emptiness, coldness that we carry with ourselves. That is our first step in healing internalized loneliness, because now we're building that warmth and connection with ourselves. And as we do this, we start a practice called reflection. Reflection is, hey, I see what you're feeling. Here's a word for it. Sounds like this matters to you. And we're doing this in a way that helps our body start to conceive of itself. Our reflection practices depend on a concept called aspects or self, also known as parts, if you're into the internal family systems perspective of therapy. My work is not based on internal family systems, but they do share the commonality that we all have an internal tribe of selves that are carrying certain jobs, roles, and responsibilities, and then we can connect with them and care for them, and then that helps us heal. When we are reflecting back to our internal parts, our internal aspects of self, what they're feeling and thinking, they start to feel known, valued, and seen, and you start to feel known, valued, and seen. This is what we do in the Nurture Course. Very gently, over 10 weeks, we build this warmth with ourselves, this comprehension of ourselves, this knowing of ourselves, and that helps heal this internalized loneliness. This then produces a result of becoming more emotionally available, responsive, and curious about interpersonal connection. So now we can move from this internalized sense of I'm not wanted, I don't belong, or I'm not real, to I'm real, I have value, I want to connect with others, I want to play, I want to experience things, I want to offer support and receive support. We move into interdependent or interpersonal connection at that point. And that's where we dive a little deeper into that in another episode, but that's where we go in nurture after warming ourselves up back to ourselves. So internalized loneliness is not a permanent state. It's a state that can be gradually thawed into warmth and connection and vibrancy as we come to know ourselves, love ourselves, and then ultimately be who we truly be. So your first step in healing this and getting in contact with that internalized loneliness is to acknowledge where you feel numb, disconnected, unwanted, or outside the group. Where in your body or where in your awareness are you feeling that? If your journey is similar to mine, you might feel that in a number of areas, and it can feel very big. Go very slow, very gentle with it. Only pick one thing at a time. Work with that for a little while. And what's interesting is when one aspect of ourselves starts to warm up, others start to warm up too. So we don't have to do everything because there's a nice domino effect that starts in our healing there. But start with acknowledging where you feel numb, where you feel disconnected, where you feel isolated from others, or where you feel empty and disconnected from yourself, where like you don't feel real. Acknowledge it. Hey, I don't really feel real right now. I don't feel like I'm connected or I belong. Where in my awareness or where in my body do I feel that sensation? And then if I can just point to it, if I'm working with just awareness, I point to it wherever I might sense it in my awareness. If I'm more connected to my body, I would point to where I feel it in my body. And then I would acknowledge it. Hey, I see you. Thank you for being here. You matter to me. And then we legitimize it. You're real. You're valid. It makes sense why you feel this way. And I am with you in this experience. It allows us to move into a connection state with ourselves there. Build that warmth. And start healing that loneliness. My friends, if you want to go deeper on this, you want to master this, you want to build this skill set into real connection for yourself so that you can experience on the regular more warmth, belonging, peace in your life, come join me for Nurture. Again, we start March 17th. All classes are on Sundays at 12 p.m. Mountain Time. The link is in the description below. It's also on my website at healyourcodependency.com where you go for 10 weeks. And it's all focused on healing that loneliness, that emptiness we carry, and bringing in more warmth, connection, and belonging into your world. So come join us there. And then start with that practice of acknowledging where you feel numb, disconnected, or outside the group. It's good work, my friends. Go gently with this practice. Go kindly with the things that are showing up in your world, because this is hard work. It's big work. And I will see you guys in our next episode. Bye-bye. Thank you for watching this episode. And you want more episodes like this, check out the recommended video above. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. And if you're ready to take the leap and heal your codependency, check out my workshop linked below on how to heal codependency permanently. Then you can understand how I help you restore safety, connection, and worth in your life, and how that liberates you from your codependency and empowers you in creating the relationships, the satisfaction, fulfillment you want in your life. Check that out below. Thank you again for showing up, guys. Bye-bye.